With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. State Department to conduct a more thorough review of the Keystone XL pipeline's proposed pathway after Nebraska state regulators changed the route. Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls said in a ruling yesterday that the State Department must supplement its 2014 environmental impact study of the project to consider the new route. The decision does not affect the pipeline's proposed route through Montana. The Nebraska Public Service Commission rejected pipeline developer TransCanada's preferred route in November 2017, but approved a different pathway. Last month, the State Department declared the pipeline would not have a major impact on Nebraska's water, land, or wildlife. It's not clear whether the additional review will delay the project. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John says company officials are reviewing the judge's decision. We have more about yesterday's decision on our website, mtpr.org. The Trump administration is pledging to work more closely with state and local officials to prevent wildfires and fight those in western states. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says officials are targeting wide swaths of land, including cutting down small trees and underbrush and setting controlled fires to reduce the frequency and severity of fires now burning across the western United States. Governor Steve Bullock is in Iowa talking up his ability to win in Trump country, but he is still deflecting questions about a 2020 presidential run. Bullock spoke today at the Des Moines Register's political soapbox at the Iowa State Fair as he explores a potential presidential campaign. The Howe Ridge Fire in Glacier National Park that destroyed a set of historic cabins over the weekend continues to grow. Last night, an infrared flight measured the fire perimeter at 3,500 acres, a growth of roughly 900 acres from 2 days ago. Diane Sine is a fire information officer with Glacier National Park.
We did see an increase last night. There was definitely active fire behavior that went on well into the night.
The 60-person Southwest Area Type 1 Incident Management Team under the command of John Pearson is on site and will be taking over management of the fire at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The biggest change when we had the Type 1 team come in is just the increase in the number of resources. They have all sorts of specialties that we can't provide generally without them.
Increased winds and lightning are in the weather forecast over the next few days in the area, which could result in the fire expanding even further. Area closures and evacuations remain in place for Avalanche and Sprague Campground, North Lake McDonald Road, and the Lake McDonald Lodge Complex. The Going to the Sun Road is closed between the foot of Lake McDonald near Apgar Village and Logan Pass. It remains open from the top of Logan Pass to St. Mary on the east side of the park. For much of the rest of western Montana, a red flag warning for fire conditions will be in effect from noon to midnight tomorrow due to lightning storms and possible erratic wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. The affected areas include Great Falls, Bozeman, Seeley Lake, Hamilton, Missoula, Butte, and Dillon. Starting next week, Yellowstone National Park staff will begin chemically treating the upper Gibbon River, continuing a project to remove non-native fish in central Yellowstone. Biologists will add the fish toxin rotenone, a chemical that comes from roots of tropical plants, to the river to remove non-native rainbow and brook trout. They'll add another chemical to the water at the bottom of the treatment area to remove the effects of the toxin and prevent further impacts downstream. During the treatment from August 20th to the 26th, the Wolf Lake Trail and Virginia Cascades Drive will be closed to the public. These treatments will be repeated in 2019 and again in 2020 if necessary. The Kootenai National Forest gave final approval for the Gateway Ecological Restoration Project 6 miles north of Eureka on Tuesday. The Forest Service says the project will address forest health and hazardous fuel concerns in the wildland-urban interface, restore palouse prairie habitats, and improve roads. The Gateway Ecological Restoration Project includes harvesting and thinning timber on 850 acres, prescribed burning on about 2,350 acres, treating smooth brome encroachment on 2,100 acres and adding almost 6 miles of existing road to the national forest system. It was partially funded using Montana's Forest in Focus program. A brand new website consolidates statewide air quality conditions and serves as a resource for Montanans concerned about the impacts of wildfire smoke. MontanaWildfireSmoke.org is now live and made possible by a small Missoula-based nonprofit called Climate Smart Missoula. Amy Sillenberg is Climate Smart's executive director.
So you might find today's air quality one place, but not much about what are the health risks or what to do. We learned a lot last year and over the course of the years and have some really specific recommendations for how to stay healthy. So it's a combination of what's out there and also some new ideas and recommendations.
MontanaWildfireSmoke.org offers information such as how to clean indoor air using HEPA air filters. For those who work outside or don't want to stay cooped up during fire season, there is information about when to limit physical activity and other steps to take. The site is endorsed by Missoula City County Air Quality Specialist Sarah Cofield.
The vast majority of people in this state will never lose their house to fire. They won't be evacuated, but we're all going to be impacted by smoke. And as we have these more regular wildfire events, it's going to be very important that we become a smoke-ready state.
MontanaWildfireSmoke.org is made possible with a $10,000 grant from the Montana Community Foundation. A former Montana and Wyoming neurosurgeon has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for trying to hide assets when he filed for bankruptcy after being sued for malpractice. John Henry Schneider was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty earlier this year to concealing a bank account with nearly $310,000. He filed for bankruptcy while facing $12 million in claims from former business partners and for malpractice. A judge has sentenced a 22-year-old Helena Mann to life in prison in the fatal shooting of the man's girlfriend last year. A district judge sentenced Skylar Schneider today after a jury convicted him of deliberate homicide in May in the death of 23-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Spencer. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.